This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Very good. I said correctly, to USAprepares.com. You know, just checking to make sure that I have the telephone system set to do not disturb. Why? Because sometimes it rings during the broadcast. So it can ring, but I won't be able to hear it. I can see the flashing light, but just wanted to make sure I got that done. Let's see. So we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's a call-in number if you'd like to call us today, 866-582-9933. And Sharon in Montana sent us a telephone listen line that works, 701-719-0914. 701-719-0914. It's delayed about an hour, but so you can't listen live on that particular listen line. But as soon as Zeno Radio gets ours working live, I'll let you know, and you can use that number as well. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing well, and I wanted to thank you for helping me. You know, I was off last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. My mother passed away, and in the middle of the morning. And well, let me tell you the story, and then I'm sure some of our instructors, well, I know they knew my mom. And so what happened was, she's doing just great. I had a wonderful day with her. She wrote out her Christmas cards. And she was hired by John D. Rockefeller because she has such a, and I'm using the word present tense because I'm not sure a person actually dies physically, yes, but I think there are some remnants of the person. So I may say present and past tense all at the same time, but John D. Rockefeller hired her to address wedding invitations because her handwriting was so unique when she was much younger. And so she was addressing her Christmas cards, and they looked exactly the same as I remembered when I was growing up. She had that done. We watched a video on the crown, the monarchy in England. And everything was great. She went to bed, and TJ, Thomas Jefferson, our mastiff, had a very strange bark in the middle of the night. And around 3 o'clock, and I jumped out of bed and I ran downstairs, and my mother was saying, "Help me," and her voice was really, really shallow, and there was this like fluid in her lungs, and so we got her on a chair, and our son did a quick internet search of what the symptoms could be, and he said, "Well, it could be a cold." Or something you don't want to hear. And I said, it's the one I don't want to hear. And so we put her in a chair. kitchen chair, brought a kitchen chair over, a heavy wooden chair, put her in a chair, carried the chair to the car, and raced off to the hospital. And my wife was in the back seat with her. My son was co-piloting, and I was driving furiously down the road, exceeding probably all speed limits, but there was no one on the road. I mean, literally no one. Hard to believe, but no one was on the road. And it was an hour-long trip. We made it about a half an hour, and she died in the car. And so that's what happened to my mom. She had congestive heart failure for, probably since the 80s. And, she's doing very, very well. She would take her vitamins, minerals, supplements, and she'd go outside and go to the senior center where they had, bingo and lunch, every once a week. And she did all that. And she'd putter in the garden, which she loved doing. And she was an active member of the family. It wasn't like we were running a nursing home here. We were not. She could do her own laundry, put it in the washing machine, hang it up on the line, those kind of things, even at 94. Well, she did die in the car. And we made it to the hospital, and they rushed out with the gurney, with the paddles to restore life, and they wanted to know if we wanted to do CPR. And I said, she's been gone, 20-something minutes easily. And she was gone. And so we did not do that. And so they kept her at the hospital, and we arranged for the burial. And maybe there's a serious lesson in this. You do not have to have a casket. You can bury a person on your own property if you have, enough property. And we had a family discussion about, are we going to bury my mom on the farm? And if we are, we're going to bring my dad over too, from the cemetery to down the road to bury him on the farm as well. And we have a backhoe and we can do all that. Well, we talked about it, and I was the only one who wanted to have a family cemetery. Maybe because it's tradition that you don't have a family cemetery in these current times, but I sure would like to have a family cemetery. And at some point we may. And all you have to do is have a family cemetery. But you have to, the disadvantage of it is if you ever sell the property, if it ever leaves the family, the person who buys it will probably put a reduced value on it because it has a cemetery on it, and that's foreign to many people. To me, it's not, because I bought a farm in Virginia with a family cemetery, and I thought it was the nicest thing. I thought, once I got over the initial shock, if you will, of having, people buried on your property, once I got past that, I thought it was wonderful. Because there were generations who were buried on this farm in Virginia. The farm was probably established maybe around 1800. I'm not talking about the 1800s. I'm talking about 1800. And there were slaves buried there. There was a slave cabin there. The master was buried there. The master's children, parents, they're all buried there on this family farm. And I thought it was kind of neat. And the only thing that we had to make sure of was that we didn't keep people out, because you cannot prevent family from visiting those buried in a cemetery. So now that doesn't mean that you have to permit wild parties, but respectful visitation is all acceptable. And I thought it was wonderful. I mean, we would see flowers there. It was maintained by the family. The family would come with a push mower and a weed whacker, and they'd maintain their cemetery, which happened to be on our property, because we bought the farm that was passed down through generations. So that's what I wanted to do, but we didn't do that. But if a person wants to, you do not have to have a coffin. Now, I just want you to know, class, that a funeral is a pretty expensive proposition. When you get married, it's an expensive proposition, or it can be, traditionally. Or it can be inexpensive. It can be a backyard kind of a wedding. And if our daughter decides to get married, I would really like to have a backyard wedding. Not the traditional, you know, hall-type wedding with all the pomp and circumstance. I'd rather have it just be good friends, family, and in the backyard. Very relaxed. I'd like it to be like that. And when you have a funeral, it can be very expensive. But if you just have a family burial, you can do this. And I'm going to tell you, and probably some are going to think very ill of me when I say this. But I made the decision. She was my mom. And I did not want her body to be altered. I didn't want her lips to be sewn together. I did not want her blood drained out and replaced with formaldehyde. I wanted her to be buried naturally. And that's what we did. Now, if you want, and I believe this is acceptable in a lot of locations, and I don't know every location, but a person can be buried in a body bag, and that's what the hospital will put the person in. Then the funeral person, director, can have the body picked up. And then, you know, caskets come in these pretty sturdy cardboard boxes. And cardboard is nothing but ground up wood that's pressed into sheets and corrugated. So the caskets, these elaborate bronze caskets and other caskets, come in these protective boxes that are very substantial. Well, the body bag can be put in that cardboard box, which is typically incinerated for disposal purposes because they're big. And what do you do with them? They're not usable for most things. So a person can be put in the body bag put in the cardboard box be put in a vault. What I decided to do was get the very best vault that I could get, one that would, you know, this heavy 3,500-pound multi-layer painted and treated concrete vault that has a very sticky seal that keeps water out. And that's what I did. So the next thing I want to do is thank Rich Sheehan so much for, he received the call early in the morning. Not much notice. And we asked Rich Sheehan if he could fill in for me for 3 days while we did what we had to do at the farm. Take care of my mom. Thanks so much.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. And again, Rich, I want to thank you so much for being there. And you know what? I got a chance to listen to you on the air. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, he's there. He's got what it takes to be a broadcaster. He's done a fabulous, fabulous job. So, you know, it some people may think it's really easy to be on the air. I'm not saying it's difficult, but what I will say, and what I do know, is I've helped a number of people who said they wanted to be broadcasters. I've coached them, I've mentored them, and they do it for a short time, and then they give up. So, there's more to it than what Mrs. Finelli says. When someone asks, so what does your husband do? She says, he just talks. He just talks. There's more to it than just talking. There's research. There's commitment. There's foregoing things that you might want to do it during those times. And radio, the way we do it, there's no safety net. It's done live. We don't record, broadcast, and then hit the play button. You know, we don't do a Friday broadcast on Wednesday off the air and then just send it to the network, GCN, where it gets broadcast. We do it live. Now, sometimes we have to do a rebroadcast. Things go wrong. The internet goes down. Digital signal goes down. There are things that happen that cause us to do a rebroadcast. And sometimes on holidays we'll do a rebroadcast so that we have a chance to spend time with our families the way others are doing. So, and those things call for rebroadcast. But the rest of the time, like right now, we're live. No safety net, no plan B. And if something were to happen right now to our connection from the farm in Missouri to Genesis, Rich Sheban would have a choice. And his choice would be, does he want to take over and wait and figure out while the rest of us are frantically trying to reconnect? Or does he want to tell our engineer that the broadcast needs to go in rerun mode right then and there? Okay? Or if Rich has a connection problem, I have that choice. Do I want to go into rerun mode, or do I want to tread water? Do I want to, try to hold the broadcast together with some material that, you know, I can think of off the top of my head? And has that happened? Yeah, it has. It has. There have been times when I've said on the air, I just heard an explosion. I need to go find out what's going on. At that point, it's, I may or may not be back. I don't know. And that kind of thing is heard live. I've had. Others, should I shank his body part? And then it goes into profanity. This is what happened to this white man at the hands of four blacks. Now, that's what the article says. It actually goes into a little more description.
And don't forget the point at the end of that article, I remember, that there was a man, a white male, who got 15 years for a hate crime for leaving bacon in a mosque. So
that's right.
It's pretty obvious.
But there's a little bit more to it. Let me mention this, because this is a critical point, too. The Judge William Hooks of Cook County, Illinois, says, don't mess this up. Okay? He said to Covington. And Hooks, the judge, the guy in the black robe, the guy who sits on a raised platform, the guy who has a gavel, and can command that the police in the courtroom do whatever he wants them to do. Hooks, the judge, is notably the first African American president of Chicago's Federal Bar Association, past president of the Cook County Bar Association, and a member of the Muslim Bar Association of Chicago. I didn't even know there was such a thing. Wow. Let's talk about this a little bit more when we come back. Rich Sheban's with us, offgridmontana.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking about these four teenage attackers that attacked this handicapped, mentally handicapped white person and young man. And I'm just going to read this, but I have to change some of the words. And here are some of the quotes. The brutal attack took place in early January after four black Chicago teens kidnapped a mentally disabled white teen, held him captive for nearly 2 days, binding his hands and feet with duct tape, gagging him with a sock before using a knife to cut and stab the victim while laughing and shouting racial slurs and issuing death threats. In one segment of the live streamed attack, one of the females can be seen laughing as she punches the victim. At another point, one of the male attackers wraps a cord around the victim's neck while he groaned in pain. In another, a male approaches the victim with a knife and asks the other, should I shank his blank? Okay? And here's some of the other quotes. Blank Donald Trump. Blank white people. There's going to be a murder. Pop, pop, pop. We gonna put this blank in the trunk. Put a brick on the gas like, pistol whip his blank, fool. Those are the quotes. Then the video went viral. And immediately after the teens were arrested, the Chicago Police Department said initially it was not a racially motive. It was not racially motivated. Really? It's not racially motivated. When you look at those quotes that I just read, this is not racially motivated. Blank Donald Trump. Blank white people. There's going to be a murder. Pop. Pop, pop. We gonna put this blank in the trunk. Put a brick on the gas like, pistol whip his blank, fool. That's what it said. Okay. And by the way, whatever happened to English? We gonna put this blank in the trunk. Put a brick on the gas like, pistol whip his blank, fool. Whatever happened to English? This is outrageous. And the Chicago Police Department does not think this is racially motivated. The judge sentences this gal who streamed this with community service, 200 hours of community service, and 4 years of probation. What the heck is community service? What does that mean? Does that mean sweeping the sidewalk? What does it mean? Does it mean pruning the flower beds? Does it mean mopping the floors? What does it mean? And then you got to wonder what, this girl's in tears. This poor black girl, Brittany Herring Covington, who live streamed this, is in tears. She's actually crying. It was really funny while this handicapped white guy was being stabbed, poked, choked, gagged, duct taped. That's all fun and games. But now that she's facing 200 hours of community service, then that's really something worth crying about.
Vince, it's my turn to rant now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, now
all right.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Civil rights policies, they were all designed to ensure that all Americans should be judged on a basis of individual merit, but the powers that be are doing everything to divide us by race and gender. When you look at race and gender measurements from any barometer, from when Barack Obama came into office compared to when he left, we're as far as we've ever been. And too many people are falling for this divisive trick. Civil rights were inherently individual rights, defined as a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And these rights are supposed to be equally held under law. The amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and by the way, when you listen to someone on the left that's been, we all know that the Democrats have been hijacked by the globalists, okay? They might mention the word Constitution, but just as a politically correct buzzword or wordsmithing, they'd hardly ever mention the Bill of Rights. Because the first 10 amendments, especially the first two, which is like freedom of speech and the ability to protect ourselves and be armed, they don't want to mention that. So that's just a little FYI there that I've noticed that people on the left hardly ever mention the Bill of Rights. They mention the Constitution just because it sounds good. But amendments to the Constitution and Bill of Rights guarantee that no state shall make or enforce any law that should abridge the privileges or immunities of any citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection under the laws. But when groups are given special privilege through corporate structure, government entitlement, life, liberty, property, and even due process is being erased for many of us. You know, we've talked about the kill the cop meme that came from the left. Certain so-called leaders who never practice what they preach was on podiums talking about kill the cops. Well, the lawyers, the judges, bankers, and, of course, the politicians, but especially lawyers, judges, and bankers, are the mid-level management liaisons between the globalists and the people. They have let us down. They have basically said the little guy has no rights unless it's the bottom 93% where they absolutely say we need to have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability, pardon me, based on everything that's different. Not for equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, prosperity, inclusiveness, accountability, all these politically correct buzzwords, but to use as a tool, as a weapon to divide the American people by. And that's what's happening. Now, we got to look at a lot of these. I'm gonna dovetail so we don't beat a dead horse on this one article, but I want to dovetail what's happening in America today. The so-called media, the mainstream media, we can't have short memories here. Remember there was a child porn scandal on Facebook? Remember Facebook says that killing all whites that was posted is not hate speech? The Huffington Post was defending articles where authors don't exist. The word two, T-O-O, is sexist. CNN says if you use the term hard worker, it's racist. And how about just the mainstream media in general? They're having thousands of hoax sites of fake news, misleading information, and 50 versions of the same story. So now people don't know what's credible anymore, and that's part of the plan. It's just like with what Roy Moore is going through. I have an article here. It says cop accuser interview unsupported claims by Moore. This one woman basically, the media found out, the new media found out that Moore was involved in convicting her brother. I sent you a late article this morning, Vince, about how that the actress of Wonder Woman, was seen in a porn video. Well, what they have the technology to do, and I've talked about this on the radio before, is with video, and they've had this technology for audio, they can take, because they've done this. If you go to my website, offgridmontana.com, you'll notice that I took down, I was putting a lot of my about every 5 or 10 shows on my web page so people can hear them. And they were, the powers that be were using my voice audibly and changing what I said. Basically changing words, even deleting words and putting new words in. And they have the ability now, and this is on Drudge, where AI is so sophisticated, you can take someone's face or head, put it on a porn star, put it on a bank robber, put it on a child molester. You can basically, and if you get hold of someone's DNA because someone went to the hospital for a procedure, you can put them at a crime scene. The artificial intelligence sophistication in the wrong hands, which is in the hands of the globalists, can do so much damage. So things do not appear as they always are. Just like CNN last week, you know, with the WikiLeaks documents and the date changes. It's gotten to the point where nothing is accurate and everything is surreal, and they're grooming you for a very gruesome, gruesome life. Here's another article here. Former FBI official, halting immigration is not who we are, but Americans must adjust to terrorism. You know, we've gotten to the point where political correctness, we're so drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness, we can't even see straight. I swear to God, we ought to take that, the term litmus test, eliminate it from the dictionary, and basically add in the word sobriety test, because we're so drunk on it. everything, I mean, whether it be CNN, ABC, MSNBC, it doesn't matter where in the mainstream media, they are just trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. And they have no credibility at all. And we have to call them on it, folks. We've gotten to the point where it's pretty obvious that the powers that be are trying to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups. But the distractions, I mean, how often do people talk about our economy? The consumer debt is growing so much faster than GDP. And debt is climbing probably 8 times faster than wages. We're losing ground. We're losing freedoms and liberties. We are literally getting to the point where there's so many excuses used. We're upshifting in stupidity and incompetence as an alibi. And we have to call a spade and say it like it is, man.
So you leave me, 10 seconds to respond.
After the break.
Yeah, I've got some comments about that. First-hand comments about exactly what you were talking about. We'll be right back. Rich Stevens with us. I'm Ben Finelli.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com. Is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Shevins with us. Rich, okay, here we go. Here's my take on it. Back in 1993, I was notified that the NBC Today Show was interested in doing an interview about the technology that I built for a local school district in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And they were fascinated, and they had their advanced technology personality come down to Virginia with a camera crew and audio crew and so forth to video this technology and interview me and one other person. Actually, maybe three other people. But one of them was key, the superintendent of schools. And what they did, it was very interesting. They had one camera. They didn't have two cameras. They had one camera because they came from New York City to do this shoot. And they didn't want to pack lots and lots of equipment, so they brought one camera and one microphone and a recorder, video and audio recorder. And here's how they did it. They took, and this was technology that I built for a school system. And it was pretty neat. It really was advanced at the time. So what they did was they had two chairs where I was facing the superintendent. He was facing me. But they had one camera. So what they did was they placed the camera behind me. And you could see my back, my shoulder, my head from the back. But you could see him from the front, because he was facing me and I was facing him. And they asked him all the questions. One question after the next, after the next, after the next. And then when he was done answering all of his questions, they switched the camera so that the camera was behind him. And then I was asked all the questions. One after the next, after the next, after the next. And what happened back in New York, when they took all this video back with them, they cut, pasted, edited, stitched the video all together and made a video that they showed on the NBC Today show. Now, let me give you an example. This is not what happened, but let me give you an example of what could have happened. not by NBC, but in this kind of a scenario where people can be made to say things that they didn't actually say. Because now the interviewer was not on camera at this time. The question is asked, and you just see the response from the person being interviewed. And in my case, the response would be, you know, so, Vinny, how do you feel about such and such? And I respond with my response, my face, my words, my voice being shown on the screen that the viewers would see. So let me make something up. This is all made up. So, Mr. Finelli, how long do you keep that server, that file server, running in the back room to support all of these computers, these hundreds of computers? How long is that running? And I say, all the time. It's running all the time. It's all the time. My response is all the time. And then later on, what could be stitched in is the interviewer could say, well, how often do you feel like killing Mr. So-and-so? All the time. And then could that be brought in front of a court? Could it be shown to the jury? We have the video. He says all the time. And he did say all the time.
Yeah.
And that was in 1993.
Yeah.
Now,
Katie Couric did the same thing in that gun control documentary a few years ago. They can switch anything around. And remind me after the break. I'm going to go out and feed some animals. Remind me after the break about this sexual harassment video someone sent me from Canada with Tom Brady starring in it. Just go ahead and ask me. Remind me when we get back. And I want to address what they can do today.
Okay. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Rich Sheepin's going to feed the animals. I'm going to check on how much power we have being generated by our solar system to see if we can finish the rest of the broadcast. I think we can. We'll be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com, and listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.